A sergeant in the Green Berets, who is from Milton, is fighting to stay in the Army. His supporters say the efforts to discharge Sergeant First Class Charles Martland follow a confrontation with a police commander in Afghanistan. Martland says he was trying to stop an atrocity when he beat that commander. Some fellow soldiers claim that Martland's mistake was failing to follow instructions, which were to ignore child rape by those in power in Afghanistan. WBUR's David Boeri explains.
According to both the UN and the U.S. State Department, the practice in Afghanistan of recruiting, enslaving, and sharing boys for sex is widespread, but it is not conducted or tolerated by the Taliban. Afghan National Police, quote, raped children with impunity, unquote, says the U.S. State Department annual human rights report of 2013.
What we're witnessing in Afghanistan today is a serious violation of human rights. It is a grave violation of the rights of children.
Charu Lata Hogg works for the human rights group Child Soldiers International. She's referring to the Afghan practice of bacha bazi, or playing with boys. Boys recruited, bought, or kidnapped, then dressed and made up to look like women. They dance for the commanders who keep them, and then they're raped or shared with other men, and often gang-raped.
This is sexual abuse and sexual slavery.
This is the situation Sergeant Charles Martland of Milton confronted in September 2011. He and Green Beret Captain Dan Quinn encountered a badly bruised woman. She told them she had been beaten when she sought the release of her 12-year-old son taken by a local police commander. Here's Dan Quinn speaking recently on Fox TV.
He didn't just rape him, Megan. He chained the boy to his bed for 7 to 10 days, raped him repeatedly. So when they came to our camp, they both showed obvious signs of abuse and came to us asking for help.
Quinn says he and Charles Martland summoned the Afghan police commander, whom they had installed. They were clearly frustrated. The previous police chief the Americans had put in charge had raped a young girl. Now this one not only admitted raping the boy, but shrugged it off, laughing in our face, says Quinn. Here he tells CNN.
Picked him up, threw him onto the ground multiple times, and Charles did the same thing. We basically had to make sure that he fully understood that if he ever went near that boy or his mother again, there was going to be hell to pay.
There was hell to pay, all right. A U.S. helicopter arrived the next day to remove the two Americans. They were investigated for violating the Code of Military Conduct and reprimanded. Captain Quinn was relieved of his command, and both soldiers were sent back to the States. Quinn left the Army. Martland didn't. But now, 4 years later, as the Defense Department reduces the number of troops, the Army has decided to force Martland out. And that brought the confrontation of 2011 into the spotlight, along with a scandal of children being raped by Afghans, trained, equipped, and kept in power by the United States.
I think the soldiers reacted as any normal person would have reacted. You would do whatever you had to do to save the child from that situation.
Will Everett has been an aid worker in Afghanistan for the last 5 years. The practice of keeping boys as dancers and sex slaves forms the background for his just-published novel, We'll Live Tomorrow.
The Taliban were bad people, but one thing I'll say for them, they wouldn't stand for bacha bazi. As soon as they came to power, they enacted legislation against the practice.
And it stopped until the Americans invaded in 2001 and installed Afghan commanders who brought back dancing boys and child rape.
I don't think the U.S. military wants to get anywhere near this issue, but now they have to. Children are being raped and the international community is doing nothing about it.
The Army won't explain why it's trying to get rid of Martland. And it's issued a gag order which keeps Martland and fellow soldiers from talking in public. But the Army can't stop Martland from writing to congressmen. Morally, we could no longer stand by, he has written. Our local police were committing atrocities, and we were quickly losing the support of the local populace.
In my view, and in the majority of Quinn and Martland did the right thing. We would expect nothing less.
Congressman Duncan Hunter of California, a Marine with 3 tours of duty in Afghanistan and Iraq, is leading the fight to keep Martland in the Army.
Why would you trust the United States to fight the Taliban or restore justice in your country if we can't keep your little kids from being raped by the people that we put in power. That's not how you do counterinsurgency operations.
Look the other way. That's what Martlin and Quinn say they'd been told by their superior officers. The Pentagon and the top commander in Afghanistan vigorously deny that. Congressman Hunter says the Department of Defense had no policy, so there was nothing to guide Quinn and Martlin as they sought to win hearts and minds in a village outpost. But the Army won't talk. It cites privacy concerns. Congressman Stephen Lynch, who represents Martlin's hometown of Milton, says he doesn't know if Martlin is being punished.
The military doesn't have a whole lot of choices here. They've got to let 40,000 people go, and there'll be some good people let go. It doesn't mean they let him go because of that incident.
The Secretary of the Army last week gave Sergeant Martlin 60 days to file an appeal to his removal. Several months before that confrontation with the police commander that ended Martlin's tour, he received a Bronze Star for valor in Afghanistan, where our country has invested so much valor, blood, and treasure, some of it undeniably spent on supporting local commanders who rape children. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.